I was almost through the door when I ran into someone. Into him. I stumbled back a step. I'd forgotten how fast he was.
I'm not insulting you.
His quiet voice made it all the worse. I don't need your help.
Clearly not,
he said with a half smile. But the smile faded.
A human who can take down a fairy in a wolfskin, who ensnared the Suriel and killed two Naga on her own.
He choked on a laugh and shook his head. The firelight danced along his mask.
They're fools. Fools for not seeing it.
He winced, but his eyes held no mischief.
Here,
he said, extending the list of words. I shoved it into my pocket. I turned, but he gently grabbed my arm.
You gave up so much for them.
He lifted his other hand as if to brush my cheek. I braced myself for the touch, but he lowered it before making contact.
Do you even know how to laugh?
I shook off his arm, unable to stop the angry words. High Lord be damned. I don't want your pity. His jade eyes were so bright I couldn't look away.
What about a friend?
Can fairies be friends with mortals?
500 years ago, enough fairies were friends with mortals that they went to war on their behalf.
What? I'd never heard that before, and it hadn't been in that mural in the study.
How do you think the human army survived as long as they did, and did such damage that my kind even came to agree to a treaty? With ash weapons alone? There were fairies who fought and died at the human sides for their freedom, and who mourned when the only solution was to separate our peoples.
Were you one of them?
I was a child at the time, too young to understand what was happening or even to be told, he said.
A child, which meant he had to be over...
But had I been old enough, I would have. Against slavery, against tyranny, I would gladly go to my death, no matter whose freedom I was defending.
I wasn't sure if I would do the same. My priority would be to protect my family, and I would have picked whatever side could keep them safest. I hadn't thought of it as a weakness until now.